In our continued study of Melechus Shabbos, we want to talk about Zorea, we want to talk about Ofer Mevashel, and we won't just focus on these Melechus in and of themselves, but on a general principle regarding to the Melechus. We start, of course, with the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, and there's a very important Machlokes between the Rashash and the Avnei Nezer and Izigley Tal regarding this Mishnah. The Rashash is of the opinion that with regard to Melechus Zorea, if a person plants a seed in the ground and he would rip out the seed from the ground before klita, before the seed was able to be rooted in the ground, he would be potter. And the Rashash describes this as lo niskaima machshavto. The machshava of Melechus Zorea is clinched when there's klitas hazera. However, the Rashash has a proof. What's the proof of the Rashash? From a Gemara in the first parak on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Boy Rav Bibi Hidbik Pas B'Tanur Hitiru Lo L'Rdosa Kodem Shiyova Lidei Chiyuv Chatos Olo Hitiru. Clearly, the premise is that Rediyas HaPas, by removing the dough from the oven before it bakes, that itself voids the Meleches Mevasho Meleches Ofer. And therefore, in Zorea, if you remove the Zera before Klita, that voids, that negates and undermines Meleches Zorea and Yepoter. And the Gital says no. In his comments on Meleches Zorea, He quotes this issue, and he addresses it. And he presents the following thesis. While it's absolutely true that Melechus Ofer depends upon what we call Krimas Pas B'Tanur, known as the Afiyas HaPas, and therefore Ediyas HaPas, Kodem Shiyovel Lidei Chiyuv Chatos, prevents the realization of Melechus Ofer, therefore the Chiv Chatos. In the case of Zorea, the Malach of Zorea is clinched the very moment that he plants the seed. For example, he says, let's say he would plant the seed right before Shkia Sachama, before Shabbos is over. And it's impossible for the Hashrosha, for the Klita to take place until after Shabbos. In such a case, he would be potter. For sure he'd be chayef. The Gemara Malacha, Meleches Zorea, is the Zriya itself, is planting the seed. And that's sufficient, as long as it's royally kolate, as long as it has the ability, if left alone, to be nishrash in the karka, that's itself the completion of Melechus Zorea. And therefore, A, if he was Zorea, then somebody, even himself, rips the Zriya out of the karka, that doesn't undermine and void the Melech. Number two, even if he were to be Zorea a minute before Tzeis HaShabbos, a minute before Shkia Sacham of Shabbos, nevertheless, despite the fact that the Klita and the Hashrosha would take place after Shabbos, he's chayev. But that has nothing to do with Melechus Ofer. In Melechus Ofer, without a shadow of a doubt, it's a milsa of pshita, that if it won't bake, if the dough will not bake until Motzoi Shabbos, he'll be potur. And therefore, if he removes the dough from the oven, it's called Rediyas HaPas before the Afiyah takes place, he's not chayev. And it's not only the Igley Tal who maintains this position. You'll find it also in the Minchas Chinuch. And according to this school of thought, Zorea L'chud and Ofer L'chud. Zorea is an automatic chayv simply by placing the seed in the ground. That's it, finito. It's irreversible. There's no way of salvaging, of saving the Malacha and cancelling it. Whereas Ofer, the Melech is complete with the Afiyas HaPas. However, If you look in Chelkas Yoav, he has a big question over here based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in the first parak of Shabbos Halacha Zayin, in Bishel B'Shabbos Kadesh Yisbashel Motzai Shabbos, who also he sets up the Bishel, and the actual cooking will take place after Shabbos. And it would seem that this would undermine the very fundamental position, the assumption of the Igli Tal and the Avni Nezer, that Meleches Bishel Meleches Afia can only be clinched with the Afia on Shabbos itself. Now the Chelkas Yaakov and the Igli Tal understood that the Yerushalmi is presenting a klal gadol, a principle that applies for all the malachas. And that is that if you set up a malacha on Shabbos and you put your koach into the malacha, the actual malacha, the complete malacha, will only take effect after Shabbos Yechayev. And that's a universal statement, a principle that applies to all malachas. And if that be the case, we understand very well why in the case of Afia, if the Afia itself will take place after Shabbos, he's chayev. And of course, the same thing by definition is going to have to take place, is going to have to relate to Zriah, because the Zriah by definition, meaning the Klita of the Zera, would only take place after Shabbos, but Yechayev. So that Zoreah and Mevashel and Ofer are all one and the same, and we can universalize it to all 39 Malachas. You set up the Malacha, it's going to take place after Shabbos, Yechayev. And based on this premise, the Achronim asked the following question. If, let's say, you light, for the sake of a chola on Shabbos, you light a candle, and that's pikuach nefesh, you have to save the chola, you need to light the candle. So we don't find that he's obligated when he lights this candle to see to it that the amount of oil, the volume of oil in the receptacle, in the nair, should be such that it won't be lit after Shabbos, that it won't continue to light after Shabbos. And the question is obvious. If there's a heter pikuach nefesh for the sake of a chola, that's only on Shabbos. After Shabbos, he can relight the candle. What's the big deal? Then we should be very careful not to add oil, any additional oil that would keep the candle going beyond Shabbos. Let's say you need a volume called X in order to last, so that lucha would last till the end of Shabbos. And he adds X plus Y, and it goes on and on after Shabbos. Well, there's no need for that in Pikuach Nefesh's terms. And what are you going to tell me? But the hadlaka that's prohibited here took place after Shabbos. Well, according to Yerushalmi, that's exactly the underlying principle with regard to all malachas. You set up a malach on Shabbos, all the pieces of the puzzle are set in place, and the dynamics is such that now the malacha will happen on its own. It's going to fly like the arrow once you let it go. And the malacha will be done after Shabbos. That's what you chayev for. If that be the case, then how could you allow lighting a ner for a chola when that ner has so much shemen in it, you put it in such a way that it'll last even after Shabbos? That's a question. Perhaps we have to derive the following conclusion, that you're certainly not chayev for a malacha that only occurs, the asi of the malacha, I don't know, the translation into English is a little bit is eluding me, but the materialization, we'll call it, to materialize or realize the malacha after Shabbos, based on the koach, the potential energy that you put in on Shabbos, you're not chayev for such a thing. The Yerushalmi is not making a universal statement that can be applied straight across the board for all malachos. The Yerushalmi is talking about Meleches Ofer, Meleches Mevashel. And the Yerushalmi is of the opinion that the malacha, in the case of Ofer, or in the case of Mevashel, is the act of placing the food on the fire. The Afir, the Bishul, right, the materialization of the malacha, is always Me'eleha, it's always done by itself. And therefore, it makes no difference whether Bishul takes place on Shabbos or after Shabbos. At the end of the day, it's the same exact Maisa, the same action of placing the food on the fire that took place on Shabbos. That action constitutes a Meleches Mevashel, Meleches Ofer. In the case of Mavir, for example, when he's lighting a candle, the Melech itself is not the lighting of the candle, but it's the ongoing flame. The Havara itself, that Havara has to take place on Shabbos. He's chai from Leches Havara for the Havara that takes place on Shabbos. The Havara that's going to take place after Shabbos Yopatur. And therefore, in the case where he lights a candle on behalf of Chol and he puts a volume of oil that'll last after Shabbos, his chiyuv should be for what happens after Shabbos. That's not so. In other words, Mevashel and Ofer are not the rule, but rather the exception to the rule. And the reason for that exception is because of the nature of Meleches Ofer, the Meleches Mevashel. There, what you're doing is, you're setting up you're doing a Maisa, in which you know, everything is set in place, and from that point on, it's Memela, it's Me'elav, it's going to happen automatically. Same thing is true with Zoreah. And therefore, with regard to these malachos, the gufa malacha, meaning the uftu, the accomplishment of the malacha, or what I called before the realization of the malacha, is going to take place after Shabbos. That's fine. And that's indeed the opinion of the Yerushalmi, that even though the bishul will take place after Shabbos, nevertheless you're chayev for setting up the system and putting the food on the fire on Shabbos. But to extend that to other malachas as a universal principle, and therefore as kashas from Mavir, that we're not willing to do. And the sugya that we have to really analyze, so if we have to single out a point with our finger to a particular sugya that would help us put this whole picture into perspective, the Rav Zichroni Vrach used to quote the sugya in Menachos on Daf Nunvav Amid Aleph, going on to Nunvav Amid Beis. The sugya there is dealing with the Isur of Lo Sofech Chametz. And we're talking about Kodshim, that you're not allowed to make it into Chametz. And what happens, Omar of Ami, in the following scenario, he niach sa'ar. Sa'ar is an agent that ferments, that causes fermentation. Al gabi isa, he places the sa'ar on top of a dough. V'holach v'yoshev lo. And he sits and watches on the sidelines. What's going to happen? V'nischam tzomei le'a. And automatically, the course of nature takes its course. And sure enough, the Isa becomes Chametz. Rav Ami says, Chayev Aleh, Kamaisa Shabbos. In such a case, he's Chayev as if he was in violation of Afia on Shabbos. Yeah, we're not talking about a Chiyuv Misa, we're talking about a Chiyuv Malkus for a violation of the Lav of Elosofa Chametz. But nevertheless, this is considered similar to the case of Shabbos and Yechayev. Even though it's Nischamtza Me'eleha. And the Gemara equates this case of Hiniach Sa'ar Al Gabi Isa to the case of Hiniach Basar Al Gabi Gecholim B'Shabbos. And this would really support the position that we took before, the Meleches Ofer, Meleches Mevashel, because of the very nature and the essence of the Melacha, is a Melacha that's Nasis Me'eleha,
the realization of the malacha, the goof heftish malacha takes place. Meileha meaning automatically on its own, nature takes its course. You just set up the system, and you place the food on the fire. That now becomes a paradigm for the violation of Lo Sefa Chametz. That, and if you like, look at Tosis there in Menachos, Dibra Maskel Hiniach, he says the Nidon in the Gemara, the case in the Gemara, is a very specific case of Mechametz, where we have a Lo Sefer enjoining us from making something Chametz Lo Sefer Chametz. And you need some sort of an asiya. And the question is, let's say, meniach, siyara, gabi, isa, would that be enough of an asiya such that now when the chimutz takes place, it all relates to him and he violates the law? Now, when you talk about baking, there are many different activities that lead up to baking. You know, there's going to be Lisha, there's going to be Aricha, there's going to be Afia, all these different parts. Each one individually defines a very specific Maisa and Asiya. And the question here is, and that's what Rav Ami is addressing in Menachas Daf Nun Vav, how do we define Hanachas Siyar Al Gabi Isa? Is that considered a Mechametz? That is the Maisa of creating chimutz. And it comes out according to Tosfos that when we have in Shabbos losasa malacha, and in Shabbos also you have to do the asios that lead to a malacha, now it makes sense that afia, insofar as the baking of the dough, the making of the bread is a unique, it's a siya meilea, then the maisa siya has to be placing the dough into the oven. And that's the issue that Rav Ami is facing in terms of being mechametz an isa. Is it enough to be considered a mechametz etza isa when you do this particular maisa of hanochas siyar al gabia isa? And that's where Rav Ami comes to the conclusion that even though the chimutz process takes place me'elea, but nevertheless you did the asiyah that's necessary to violate the lav, just like putting food on top of the coals on Shabbos when you chayv mishum meleches ofer. And if we swing back to our original point, when the Yerushalmi says that you're chayv for the bishul that takes place after Shabbos, that is an exception to the rule in Malachas Shabbos. Not indicative of the rule itself. As far as all Malachas is concerned, you have to accompany the Malacha from A till Z, from beginning to end. What's unique about Mevashel, about Ofen, that's the case in the Yerushalmi, it's a Din Mesuyim, a special Halacha, that the way the Malacha operates, it's always going to be Asiyah Me'leha. And therefore Yechayev simply for the beginning of the process, which will terminate on its own automatically. And it may even terminate after Shabbos. And that's exactly what the Yerushalmi stated, that if you set up a bishul, and the bishul itself is going to take place on Motzi Shabbos, that's enough to be considered a violation of Melechus Shabbos. And we could say the same thing about Zoreya. That Zoreya also, you set up the process of Klita through the Hazra, and the act of Zoreya itself means that you've set into motion a process that's going to take place automatically, Me'elav. And therefore, even though the Klita Sazer will take place after Shabbos, Yechayev for Zoreya. Now, a more complicated question would be, what happens if you rip out the Zriya? And we saw in the Rashash that the Rashash was of the opinion that in the case of Melechus Zoreya,
if he removes the zera before the klita, he's potter. And that's not universally accepted. As we mentioned earlier, the Gleital and others disagree with the Rashash, and they claim that the Zri itself has to take place on Shabbos. And even though the klita will be after Shabbos, nevertheless, you're chai from Melecha Zorea. And the Melecha really is reduced, shall we say, we could condense it to that one act of placing the Zera into the Karka. That's inherently your Melecha Zorea. So just to summarize, what we find here in the Achronim, that they assume that according to the Yerushalmi, just as in Melechas Mavasha, the Bishul could take place after Shabbos, so too in all other Melechas. We're certainly not convinced of that. The Yerushalmi might be specifically singling in and honing in on Melechas Mavasha in a very particular way, because Melechas Mavasha is unique. But in other Melechas, and we gave the example from Mavir, where he lights the candle, the fact that the Melech will take place after Shabbos, that's not enough. And therefore it's quite possible that with regard to Zorea, if you rip out the Zera, you would still be Chayev. And the reason for that is because we pinpointed the act of Zorea, meaning placing the seed in the ground. And this, we brought a proof that Meleches Mevashel, Meleches Ofa, is unique, and that's why, according to Yerushalmi, you can be chayev even though the afiyah took place after Shabbos, based on the sugya in Menachos regarding Hiniach Siyar al Gabi Isa v'holachlo u'mischamtza me'leo yischayev for Meleches for violating the Isa of Lo Sofa Melacha. Let's now open up the Rambam regarding Hiniach Siyar al Gabi Isa. This is the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis. Mihilchas Maisa Karbonos, Halacha Tezvav. The Rambam writes, Halacha Tezayin, excuse me, Rambam writes, He niach siyor al gabi yisa v'holach v'yoshev lo v'nischamtza me'leo loke sha'nochas siyor hi ha'maisa. It's interesting that the Rambam clarifies this halacha of He niach siyor al gabi yisa by adding those last four words, sha'nochas siyor hi ha'maisa. In other words, the issue here about Hanochas Sior al Gabi Isa is whether or not the lav of Lo Sofa Chometz has been violated. And the question is, how do you define the Maisa Vera? What is the Maisa Vera? Is it a Maisa in the classical sense, or is it Grama that you caused something to happen? We would think that placing the Isa, placing the Siyar al Gabi Isa, is just a grama. The Isa becomes mischametetz. The chimutz pras happens meileho. It's grama v'alma, and that's what the Gemara establishes according to the Rambam. No, hanochas ha-siyar is itself a maisa, and that constitutes a maisa of mechametz, and that's why he's chayav. And therefore, there's no need for anything other than the Maisa Mechametz, which in this case is placing the Siyar on the Isa, and that makes it into a Maisa Ver B'Yadayim. If that be the case, then we could, by analogy, we could apply this to the logic, to this case, to Mevashel. You put the meat on top of the fire, on top of the Gecholim. That is the Maisa. That's the Hanocha. It's absolutely parallel to the Anoch of the Isa, excuse me, of the Siyar, Al Gabi Isa. Here he's placing the Basar, Al Gabi Gecholim. That is the primary Maisa for which you chayev. And therefore, Mevashel, the rest of the Bishul, takes place Meileo, but that's okay. Because once we've defined the Asiyas Moloch in a positive way, Akum Vaseya Vaseya, that's what he's chayev for. In the case of Lo Sofer Chometz, the Maisa that he did was Hanocha, placing the Siyara on the Isa. That itself
is the ma'isa itself, the ma'isa verb of being mechametz. And that's why you violate the law of lo sofa chametz. It's not a grumma situation, but rather we define your ma'isa and it becomes like an aver b'yadayim. And getting back to the Yerushalmi, in the case of Iniach, when he places the food on the Eish on Shabbos, even though the Bishul itself will take place after Shabbos, he's chayev. Why? Because he did the action which, again, it causes the Bishul, but he's chayev for doing that action, b'kumvaseh. It's not a grumma situation. It's considered that the Bishul happened as a result of this Maisa Siyah, this Maisa of Hanocha. It's the Hanocha Sa'isa, Hasa'ar al-Gabi Isa, in the case of Mechametz, or whether it's Hanocha Sa'bosa al-Gabi Agacholim, in the case of Mevashel. And this explains very clearly why the Yerushalmi says that even if the Bishul takes place after Shabbos Yechayev, because we pinpoint one Maisa Siyah B'yadayim, one Maisa of Kumviyaseh, and the rest of the process happens Me'eleha. The Rambam, in the fifth perek of Hilchas Nazirus, Halach Yud Beis, with regard to the Issur of Tiglachas, the Rambam has a case that's very similar to what we were discussing here regarding the lav of Lo Sechametz, of Lo Sofechametz. Hivir al Rosho Sam. He places on his head a certain kind of a solution. Shemeshir es haseir. It's a hair remover. Veheshir siaro. Says the Rambam, Edeloke. Elabitel mitzvah haseir. And the Lecha Mishnah says, I don't understand where the Rambam is coming from. We'll soon see the Gemara Makkos addresses this case. But in any event, the Rav told us in the name of his father, Rav Moshe, the name of Rav Chaim, his grandfather, that what the Rambam is saying here is that Tiglachas requires a Maisa. And Giluach HaYidei Sam, by placing this solution over his head, causing the removal of hair, that's grumma b'alma. It's considered nasa me'le'a. And he can't be chayv malchus for such a thing. Again, he's being mevatel the essay of growing his hair, but the losasev tiglachas, he didn't violate because he didn't actively do an act of tisporus, an act of giluach. And Reb Chaim used to quote the sugi menachas, that hanochas Sior al Gabi Isa is considered Nischametz Me'elov. However, with regard to the violation of the Lav Lo Sofa Chametz, that Lav applies when you place the Sior on top of the Isa. That is the Maisa Vera. That act of Hanocha Sior is itself equal to and constitutes a Mechametz. He's taking a Mincha and he's Mechametz the Mincha. And therefore he violates the Iser. That's a Kuvaseh, but in the case of Nazir, the Iser is not Hanochas Hasam al Gabi Haseir, but rather Tiglachas Haseir, when he actually cuts the hair on his head. Whereas in the case of Sam, it's true that he will remove hairs, but there's no Maisa Giluach. And a similar concept, it wouldn't be exactly the same, you know, it's not analogous, but in the Gemara Kiddushan of Chafal from in Beis, Legabi, the Halacha, the Mitzvah of Ritzia, it says over there that is Ritzia's Bechol Dovar. And yet, Sam is excluded from Mitzvah. Rashi says, Dolo domi lemartzea she'eno nokev mikoach adam elamielov.
So the mitzvah of Ritzia has to do, it requires an action b'kumvaseh. That's called kochu shel adam. Not that it happens automatically. So as far as tiglachas nazir is concerned, what we're saying is that according to the Rambam, you're potur if you use a sam, because it's not an act, an active hasharah seyar. It's only happening, as the Rambam says, in a way, the way Rav Chaim understands the Rambam, as a grama, and so too, in the case of Ritzia, if you do this Ritzia with a sam, applying that that kind of solution, it's not considered Ritzia. It's considered, as Rashi says it, me'elav. It's not mikoch adam. The Brisker Rav in Menachos, in the sugya there, Adaf Nun Vav, raises the following question. If we've established that both in the case of the Isa Tiglachas Nazir and in the case of Mitzvah Ritzia, we need an active agent, and Sam is not considered active, it's passive, it's B'shevi Altasa or Me'elav, it's through Grama and not through Ma'isi V'Yadayim. What do we do with the Sugyat Makis, or Daf Chofam and Beis, with regard to the Isur Karcha? One is not allowed to make round holes in his hair and his head. And there the Gemara assumes that if he takes his five hands and puts it into some sort of salve, some sort of a chemical substance, and then he puts that liquid onto his head in five places, he's chayef for violating the Isur Karcha, even though it's through Sam. We just finished saying that in the case of Nazir, if he cuts his hair through Sam, or in the case of Ritzia, if he cuts his ear through the Sam, that's considered Grama, it's not a Mice, so why is he chayef the Mishum Karcha? And the Rambam explicitly brings down this Karcha case from Makis in the 12th parak of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Halacha Tezvav, Echad HaKorech B'yado O B'sam. He's chayev, whether he does it actively with his hand, or by applying this sam. It's apparently that's considered a Maisa B'yadayim, yet in Tiglachas Nazir and Ritzia, it's not considered a Maisa B'yadayim. So in the Sefer Harei Kedem, he quotes Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, the Rav's brother, who insists that Karcha is the exception to the rule. Then El Chinami Sam, as a universal rule, be considered Grama, not Maisa B'Yadayim. And the only reason why Yechayv in Karcha for Sam, as we saw the Rambam codifies it, that's for an entirely different reason. The Rambam writes, HaKoreach Karcha B'Rosho Shal Chavero, V'Hoya Chaver Misayea, B'Zman Sheshneim Mizidim, Shneim Lokit. The Rambam says that the person who is passively being subject to the act of Karcha, since he helps out the Koreach, he's chayef for the violation of the law. He's amazed that he gets Malkus for that. What's he doing? He's not doing any active Maisa of Karcha. The source for the Rambam is the Tosefta in the third parak of Makis. It comes out clearly that the Isur of Karcha is not the Mice of Karcha, but to be a Nikrach, or a Mukrach. And that itself is the Isur. Like we find in Makif v'Nikaf, that the Nikaf is Chayev if he helps the Makif. Same thing in the case of Karcha. Even though you didn't actively do the Karcha, you set it up in such a way that you would help your friend do it on your head, you violate the Isur Karcha. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik wanted to suggest that kal v'chomer, much more so, if a person actively does this Karcha with a Sam, as we saw in the Gemara in Makis on Daf, what was it, Daf Chafam and Beis, the Gemara establishes that you'd be chayef for karcha through a sam. Where's the active element? We've already seen that sam is not considered a maisa b'yadayim, it's only groma. And that we saw by Tiglachas of a Nazir, we saw it by Ritzia of an Eved.
The answer is, says Rabban, it's a kavachomer. If you're chayef for being a nikaf, well, I shouldn't call it a nikaf. That's true for makif and nikaf in the iser of tiglachas. But I'm talking about the iser of karcha. If you're chayef for being a mukrach by helping, abetting in a crime, but you're not actively doing anything, you're just sitting by idly, is how much more so you'd be chayev in the case of Sam. Sam is a heck of a lot more active than subjecting yourself, or even if you're helping the koreach. In other words, the lav of kricha is unique, and it's built into the lav of kricha that you can be chayev for groma, because there's a koreach and there's a mukrach. And the Rambam in the 12th parak of Arizal, Aluch Aleph, writes, with regard to the Isur Karcha, that there's an Isur to be a mukrach, al yidei chavero, he's not actively doing the karcha, but somebody else is, but he's an accomplice to the crime, is therefore, if it's enough for you to be misayeh, you're chaver who's doing the maisa, and you violate the lav without a maisa, because you are the goreim, that's the nature of the lav of karcha. If that be the case, we can certainly apply with a kal v'chomer that a sam in the case of lav of karcha, where he actively puts on this kind of a chemical substance onto his body, for sure, he would be chayev, even though from the universal standard it would be considered a lav sheimbo maisa. Here it's considered a lav sheishbo maisa, because it's not putting the sam on his head is not worse than being misayeh his chavero who's doing the karcha. Is therefore yechayev, but that is a unique halacha in karcha. We don't find with regard to glachas of a nazir that the nazir would be chayev for helping the barber give him a haircut. And similarly, in Ritzia, we require maisa. This halacha of sam that we found with regard to karcha would not be relevant with regard to this halacha. We saw that the Rashash in Ayin Gimel quotes Rav Bibi Bar Abaye on Daf Dalid, Rediyas Hapas, taking the dough out of the oven is certainly going to prevent the Chiyuv Chatos from Lech Safiyah. Wouldn't this be a contradiction to the Yushalmi? Because the Yushalmi says that you can have the Lech Safiyah done after Shabbos and Yechayev. All you have to do is the Maisa Afiyah of placing the dough in the oven. And therefore, the question arises here, how do we reconcile Rav Bibi Bar Abaye with Yushalmi? I mean, again, it doesn't have to be reconciled, but if we'd like to make peace over here and harmony between the Bavli and the Yushalmi, Rav Bibi says that once you remove the pas, it didn't come to Afiyah, you are potter, meaning that you're chayv not just for placing the dough in the oven, but for the ultimate Afiyah sapas. So if that be the case, why does Yushalmi allow you, or I shouldn't say allow you, why does the Yushalmi expand the nature of the Averis HaMalacha to the case where the Afiyah Sapas took place after Shabbos? How can you be chai for the Afiyah after Shabbos, and yet Rav Bibi Abaye wants the Afiyah, and if there's no Afiyah, then there's no Malacha? That's why Rediyah Sapas would save him from violation of Malacha Safiyah. But perhaps we could say the following. There's a Maisa Avera, or a Maisa Malach, and then there's a Chalos Avera. Just like in mitzvahs, we think about the Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyuma Mitzvah as a Chalos, or we talk in Kinyonim about the Maisa Kinyon and the Chalos Kinyon. Here too, with regard to the Malacha, specifically Afiyah, we're going to divide Afiyah into two distinct parts. There's a Maisa Malacha, which as we said before is Hanochas, Hapas, Alagacholim b'tanur, and placing a tavshil on the fire itself is the maisa malacha of bishul. But nevertheless, the afi and the bishul are essential to the chalos cheftza shel malacha. The very cheftza of this malacha is that it does take place. You know, the afiyah and the bishul realize themselves; they come into reality, and a new cheftza is born. And therefore, since what we're saying is that the Afiyah and the Bishul themselves are a condition in the Cheftza,
and therefore the malacha. It's just that this hanocha, where he puts the pas into the tanur, that itself is a maisa malacha melechas hafia, but the actual afias hapas, that is the condition in the chalos malacha, not in the maisa malacha, but in the chalshem malacha. It's only a chalshem malacha in the case of afia, but tonight that the heft itself becomes baked. If it was removed from the oven, then it's not baked. But it doesn't mean that that tanai has to be fulfilled on Shabbos itself. So if, let's say, you prevent this dough from ever reaching the state of krimas pas betanur, then there's no maisafi at all. And this, I think, becomes clear from the Rambam in Perek Tes Milcha Shabbos Halacha Hey. The Rambam writes, "He niach basa agabi gecholim." Im nitzle bo kigro geres afilu b'shnayim b'shloshim mekomos chayev. In other words, the shear of grogeres with regard to meleches afia, that shear is a condition in the chefta, not in the maisa, but in the chefta. You need a chefta. Where is the afia? Where is the bishul? I got to see it. I got to sink my teeth into it. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though it's in Shtayim Shlosh Mekomos, we can still gather in the troops. We can integrate them to form one whole of a shir of grogeres as far as the melechas bishul is concerned. And the bishul has to actually take place. And when the Rambam gets to the case of Hidbik Pas B'tanur, he writes, Mutal Alur Dosa Kodem Sheteyofeh, the Yavali de Malacha. He's allowed to take out the dough from the oven in order to avoid a full-fledged violation of Malacha Shabbos. Mutal Alur Dosa Kodem Sheteyofeh, the Yavali de Malacha. There's no stira between Rabbi and the Bavli regarding Ridias HaPas undermining the malacha, the violation of the malacha safia, and the Yerushalmi, that the malacha safia can take place even if the baking was after Shabbos. From Radias HaPas, we begin to see that there's a way in which you can completely be mavata, you can undermine the very act of afia that you started with. Because in order for the afia to be chayav, you need a cheftz of afia. That's not a tanai in the maisa afia, the maisa melech sagavra, but rather in the cheftz itself. And that tanai must take place. If it doesn't take place, then what you did was nothing. When you were madbik the pas, that's nothing. I mean, it never came to fruition. But at the same time, that requirement that it come to fruition is not a requirement in the maisa afia, but rather in the cheft of the afia, in the object itself, in the baked bread, so to speak. And therefore, the Yerushalmi insists that when we talk about what has to take place on Shabbos, the answer is the maisa mechayev. The malach itself has to take place on Shabbos as far as the gavra is concerned. And therefore, even though the afia took place on Motzi Shabbos, the actual baking, it doesn't matter. That afia on Motzi Shabbos is not part of the asiya mechayeves, the maisa malacha, but it's rather part of the tanai, the condition that your maisa was still checking out your maisa to see if it really was a maisa or not. Did it off to? Did it accomplish? Or did it not accomplish? That we'll find out after Shabbos. But once we find it out, there's Igloi Milsam Afreya, that putting the pas into the tanur was an act of bishul, and you're chai for that act of bishul. It doesn't matter when exactly the tanai would come to fruition, that the chefta that you're working on will be baked. You know, the dough that you're working on will be baked. And that requirement that the dough will be baked is in order to clinch that your maisa malacha of hadbakas pas betanur was a maisa that led to the cheftz of the malacha, but the cheftz of the malacha, that's a tanai already in the chalois avera. It doesn't have to take place on Shabbos itself. The maisa hamachayev has to take place on Shabbos, and this is not in any way contradicted by Rav Bibi Bar Abaye about ma'u lirdos sapas, because Radias sapas would undermine the maisa malacha. The Maisa Malacha is only clarified, so to speak, and established, well, not established, but clarified, I would say that word, with the Afias HaPas. If that Afias HaPas never takes place, then your Maisa never led to the Cheftza. There was a Tanai in the Chiyuv from Lecha Shabbos that the Cheftza be a Mevushal, and that never took place. That's called Rediyas HaPas. But when exactly does the Cheftza has to come to Bishul? Mikoch, your Maisa Bishul, your Maisa Afia, that could be after Shabbos. We don't care when that Bishul comes into fruition and realizes itself in reality. It could be after Shabbos. And we get back to the case of Mechametz Esaisa B'Menacha in the Masechet Menachos. It's definitely clear that if the, despite the fact that he placed the Sar al Gabi Isa, somehow the Isa never became baked, you know, let's say it fell off or whatever it is, in that case, he did not violate, clearly did not violate the Isa of Lo Sofer Chametz, because it's got to be an actual afia that has to take place. However, if let's say the Isa was Nischamtza Basof, then you could pinpoint the Maisa Mechayev, the Maisa Vera, as the Anochas HaSiyar Al Gabi HaIsa. That's the Maisa for which you're Chayev. And if this be the case, then let's go back to the fundamental distinction that the Igli Tal made between Meleches Zoreh and Meleches Ofer. Meleches Zoreh, the Klita and the Ashrosh, is not even a Tanai in the Cheftza. And therefore, even if you were to rip it out, says the Igli Tal, rip it out of the ground, you would still remain Chai for Meleches Zoreh. The Shei Melacha is the act of Zriya in the Karka. Has no relationship to the Zera that maybe Niklat later, maybe it won't be Niklat later. He did a Pa'ula of Zriya, a Guf Zriya, Bekarka. And he's Chai for that in Melecha Shabbos. The Melech itself is not contingent upon the Ashrosh or the Klita. The Melech itself is simply the Guf HaZriya of a Karka. And it's enough that the Zera is Royal Ashrosha. The way you put the Zera into the Karka, it could be fitting for Ashrosha. That itself engenders the Shem Zoreya. And if immediately after you did the Zriya, somebody came along and ripped it off, ripped it out of the ground, and he would remove the Zroim from the Karka, still the Zoreya would be Chayev and his Chiv is not Paka. And why is that? Because the Klita is not a Tanai in the Cheftza Shel Melacha. However, according to Bibi, if he did the act of Meleches Ofer by putting the dough into the oven, nevertheless, if the dough was removed before it could be baked, then he hasn't violated any Iser at all. That's because, as we said, there are two parts to Meleches Afia. There is the actual Maisa that he does actively, and that is the Hadbakas Pas Petanur, that's the Asiya for which he's Chayev. But nevertheless, there's a Tanai that the Cheftza itself has to be Nefa. It has to reach that stage of Afia. Whether or not that stage of Afiyah is reached on Shabbos or after Shabbos is totally, L'chor is not even a valid question. As we saw in the Yishalmi, he's going to be Chayev even if the Afiyah takes place after Shabbos. In that sense, any Tanai whatsoever, not in the Maisa Malacha, but in the Chiyuv and the Aver and the Malacha and the Cheftza and the Malacha, can be fulfilled on Motzoi Shabbos, as long as the Maisa was fulfilled on Shabbos. What's unique about Afia is that you can remove the Afia itself because there's a Tanai in the Cheftza that has to be Nefer. And there's nothing parallel in Zoreya that requires the Klita itself. The Malacha begins and ends with the Zriya and the Karka. We don't have to see anything sprouting. We don't have to see anything growing. You're Chayev for the Zriya. That is considered your Malacha. To analyze this a little further, there's a halacha of Tchilaso v'Sofo B'Shgaga In order to be chayv a chiyuv chatos, you cannot be mazed at any point in the melacha. Let's say the melacha takes 10 minutes. If in the last 4 minutes or 1 minute or whatever it might be, you were mazed, that undermines your chiyuv shkaga. So what's going to be in the case of a fear? Let's say he accidentally was madvik pas patano. He didn't realize it was Shabbos, or he didn't know it was us. Then lo and behold, he finds out it's Shabbos, and he does nothing to stop, to arrest the process of Bishul, of Afiyah, even though he knows that it's going to entail a Meleches Shabbos. And the Gemara establishes that if a person reminds himself before the actual Afiyah took place, that's called Chilas B'Shogeg V'Sofa Bab B'Mezid, because if he realizes that Afiyah is about to take place and he does nothing to prevent it, that's not a shogeg. That's almost amazing. And the question is, how to square that with the Yerushalmi? Because we're really assuming that Sofa Shel Melacha, if it was done b'mezid, it undermines the Shem Shkaga. Sofa Shel Melacha in this case is before the Afiyas HaPas. We said the Afiyas HaPas is just a Tanai in the Heftza, has nothing to do with the Maisa Machayev of the Gavra for the Meleches Afiyah. And therefore we explain to Yerushalmi that the Afiyah can take place even after Shabbos, as long as there is an Afiyah at the end as opposed to Radiyas HaPas. Here, in the discussion of Sofa B'mezid, why is this Sofa B'mezid if he reminds himself before the actual Afiyah? The Afiyah itself is not part of the Maisa Machayev. So Sofa B'mezid should be something related to the Maisa Machayev, the Avera Machayevis. And the Avera Machayevis does not include the Heftza turning into a Nefer. What do we do to reconcile this Gemara with the Yerushalmi? So just to summarize the last point, it would seem that there's machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi holds that the Iser is just putting the pas into the Tanur, what we call Adbakas HaPas. The actual Afiyah is a Tanai, it must come to fruition, but it's not part and parcel of the Iser and the Avera of Meleches Afiyah, and therefore whatever das he might have had as a mazid before the actual Afiyas HaPas is totally irrelevant, because that part of the Afiyas HaPas could have happened even after Shabbos. It's not integrated into the Maisa Machayev. The Bavli, on the other hand, that establishes Sofa B'mezid because he was aware of the Malacha before the Afiyah actually took place and realized this itself. The Bavli is of the opinion that the Aver itself is not complete until the Afiyah itself. And somehow the Aver continues into the Afiyah. Does that therefore mean that according to the Bavli, the Afiyah would have to take place on Shabbos? That would seem to be the logical conclusion from the Bavli, that Sofa B'mezid means up until the Afiyah itself, and that impacts on his Avera. It must be that the Avera itself begins with Adbakas HaPas, but terminates and reaches its fruition with the Afiyas HaPas. Anywhere in between, if he's amazed, that removes the Chiyuv Chatos. So therefore, although the Yerushalmi would have it that the Meleches Afiyah could take place after Shabbos, it's very hard to believe that the Bavli would accept such a radical conclusion. The Afiyah has to take place on Shabbos itself. In Zriya, we said, the Zriya never takes place on Shabbos. The Kalita is way down the line. And it could be, as we said before, that the Meleches Zoreya is just the Zoreya itself, putting the Zer in the Karaka. We're not interested in the Kalita at all. That's the unique dimension of Meleches Zoreya. In the case of Mechametz that we discussed before, Menachas, of Hanochas HaSior Al Gabia Isa, that act of Hanochas HaSior is itself the complete Avera of Losofa Chametz. The Chalos Avera requires at the end of the day that there was a Nischamtza HaIsa, but it still remains a case that you're Chayev for the Hanoch itself. And we have a precedent for this in the case of Zorik. Right? Zorik is a tolda of Hotzah. And let's say, for example, he throws something and then he reminds himself after it left his hand, the Mishnah says, and the Gemara Daf Kuf Beis, that since it's Biyod Elahachsev and Nizker Konen Gemar Malach, Choshiv, Sofo, Bizodon, and therefore he's not Chayva Chatos. So a similar thing would probably apply in the case of Anocha Asiyar Al-Gabi Isa, that the Chalos of the Avera is at the end. And the mice has to take us all the way to the Chalos. And therefore he has to be shogig all the way until the Chalos Avera, which means the actual Afia. And something similar we find in Zorek, until the Zrika actually takes place, he can be machzer. He could become a sofo b'mezid. Okay, Rabbosai, we'll stop here. There's a lot more to talk about, but that'll have to do for now.